T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We bring in our friend, Second District Congressman Joe Courtney, chairman of the House Sea Power and Projection Forces Subcommittee. Good morning. Jeez, how are
Louise.
You?
Good morning, guys.
How's the snow where you are? Are you in D.C.?
We got about 6 inches. I'm in Vernon.
Oh, right, you are? Now, okay.
Yeah, and then heading down to Groton and then to D.C.
Well, that'll be a nice drive to Groton. Good luck with that.
Enjoy. Have fun.
So the Navy signs a $22.2 billion contract with EB to build at least 9 Virginia-class attack submarines over the next stretch of time. How important is that for EB?
It's, you know, massive. I mean, it's a historic contract. As Assistant Secretary Gertz of the Navy described it yesterday, it's the largest Navy shipbuilding contract in history. So, you know, again, the way Virginias are purchased, they're done in 5-year blocks. So we're into block 5 of the program. But, you know, as I said to the New London Day, it's not your father's submarine. This one actually has additional enhancements. It's 84 feet longer, and it carries an additional 28 Tomahawk missile tubes, which, again, is a whole new sort of technology that is going to get, you know, developed. And so if you add up all the man hours with the 9 plus an option for 10, it far surpasses any of the Virginia contracts in the past. The engineer design work for this module, this additional component, was all done in Connecticut.
Yay.
And they really are about 90% complete in terms of the engineering, which is way ahead of schedule, you know, for an enhancement or an addition like this. So, you know, big tip of the hat to all the great workforce down in New London and Groton. And now that you've got a contract going into place, I mean, this creates real stability in terms of just, you know, hiring and material purchases. And we're going to get a 10th boat out of this. I mean, that's there was about $500 million of acquisition in the contract for a 10th boat in terms of what they call long lead materials, you know, piping, valves, propulsion system. The Navy wants to just sort of have the option in place because, you know, this is all happening at the same time as the Columbia program, which, you know, we had the big groundbreaking for the building a couple months ago. So they just want to make sure they're not overloading the circuits too much. Jeez. But, you know, I'm very confident that, you know, they've really got a plan here in terms of making sure that the cadence really stays on track.
I haven't been down to Avery Point in a while, but, you know, I imagine this has a huge effect on Groton and New London.
It is. I mean, so since the groundbreaking took place, if you were at Avery, you know, looking upriver, you know, you would see the south yard of Electric Boat. And they're already putting the pilings in for this $900 million building. You know, across the river at the New London Pier, a lot of the parts are being trucked in, and they're going to get barged across the river for the construction. So it's going to be, you know, just a really busy place, and that obviously means lots of work and lots of good jobs.
Talking with Second District Congressman Joe Courtney, when does the work begin? What's the timetable on all this?
So again, the Block 4 contract, which preceded this, which is a 10 sub block contract. I mean, if you walked into the shipyard right now, you would see, you know, the USS Oregon, you know, the Rickover. There's about 4 boats from Block 4 that are already, you know, well underway. Uh-huh. And, you know, the signing of the contract last night basically allows, again, the early acquisition, you know, getting reactors, which are, those are built in Ohio and you know, because the supply chain really extends all across the country.
Right.
But, as I said, it just, particularly for the small supply guys, this is a big deal because it really shows that they can invest and hire, and they know the work is going to be there, you know, well into the 2020s. And you know, lastly, you know, we're going to pivot from this contract right into the Columbia contract signing, which the Navy, and EB are also negotiating, and they're talking about getting that sort of put to bed, hopefully spring at the latest.
Hey, Joe, so, how many people are we talking about getting hired? Are we talking about additional hires?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so right now they're at about 17,000 between Quonset Point, Rhode Island, and Groton, two-thirds in Connecticut, one-third in Rhode Island. Again, the projections for, you know, really over about 4 or 5 year period, shipbuilding's a long game. You know,
of course.
You know, you got to keep a sort of look over the horizon, but they're definitely going to go north of 20,000 in terms of the workforce. And, you know, this is all happening at the same time. There's a generational shift that's happening.
Right,
baby
sure.
boomers are heading for the exit. So in terms of the actual total number of hires, you know, Phoebe Novakovic, who's the CEO of General Dynamics, is predicting they're going to have to really plan on about 10,000 hires through the 2020s, which is, you know, I texted Governor Lamont last night just saying, you know, it's all about execution and workforce now. And, you know, that's, but the good news is Connecticut can plan around this. We had the new UConn president came down and visited the yard about a month or so ago, because obviously the School of Engineering is a big pipeline, you know, to that part of the workforce that's there. He's an engineer himself and just totally geeked out.
Good.
I mean, it was really fun watching him because he'd never, you know, climbed on board a submarine. We're on the USS Indiana. And, and you know, that connection, you know, I really think it's just going to get stronger and stronger between UConn and Electric Boat.
As it should.
Yeah.
Is it, do they have a hard time now at EB filling jobs? Do as many people want to get into that industry?
So, again, you can't walk off the street and get hired.
Right, exactly.
So, and so, you know, again, there's been a pre-apprenticeship program that was very wisely started up about 6 years ago called the Manufacturing Pipeline, which, again, operates through the tech schools and community colleges. Again, what happens is, you know, people who aren't necessarily high school age or college age sign up for this program, and they're, again, pre-apprenticeship classes that run at these facilities. Grasso Tech in Groton, by the way, they just, you know, cut the ribbon on a, you know, $100 million upgrade. And again, the state-of-the-art equipment that's there. So actually, I mean, there's really been some very good planning and change that's happening down there so that, you know, we can, you know, size up the pre-apprenticeship programs, which then sort of flows into people being hired. And you know, this is an accelerated process that they're doing right now. And you know, usually it takes a master welder years and years, you know, before you're really...
To become a master.
Right, because, I mean, there's no margin for error.
Right.
You're doing this kind of work.
No.
So it's... that's right.
Yeah. And you can't just walk out of a radio studio and work down there either.
Right. No, we wouldn't want to either. Congressman, you know,
Connecticut needs to stay on this.
We will. We're here.
Yep. Yep.
Congressman, thanks for the time. So. We appreciate it. Drive safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.